We're going to try to figure out, the Gemara is going to try to figure out how we know the idea of Baila Vimo, that we know that when you borrow something and you borrow the Bailam with it, so then all of a sudden, even though you're a Shoel, you're Pater. So says in our Ashkechan L'chiyuv, we have so far found a source for the fact that a Shoel is Chayiv in everything, that he's Chayiv even in Gneva V'Aveda. But Liftar Minolan, how do I know that he's Pater when the Baila Vimo, when you get the owner along with it, when you borrow the owner along with it? Oh, so maybe you'll tell me. Oh, here's how you know he's pater. Nelef mishvura umesa. Learn the ptur out from shvura umesa. What's shvura umesa? If it broken or dies, that just like the Torah tells you that that he's pater on onsim if it's by levimo at the time of sheela. Meaning, just like we know, the Torah talks about by levimo. The Torah says you're pater on by levimo if it breaks or dies. So just like you're pater when it breaks or dies and you have by levimo, so mal shvura umes. So too when it gets stolen or lost and you had by levimo, you should be pater. Says the Gemara, that's not a good source, because malishvuru umesa shekein ones. Maybe you're only putter when it breaks or dies and you add by levimo, because breaking and dying is an ones. It's much less in your control. But if it gets stolen or lost, maybe by levimo doesn't even help you if it gets stolen or lost, because it's sort of your fault if it gets stolen or lost. You weren't careful enough. So maybe by levimo wouldn't help. So we're still stuck trying to figure out, how do I know that a shoel is pater on Gneva v'aveda if bailav imo, if he gets the bailum with it? So Ella gamar mishomer sachar. We learn it from shomer sachar that a shomer sachar is pater on Gneva v'aveda when he has bailav imo. So to a shoel is pater on Gneva v'aveda when he has bailav imo. Says the Gemara, who told you that a shomer sachar is pater on Gnei Vaveda when he has Baila Vimo? V'shomer sachar gufei minolan. It doesn't say that in the Torah. Where do you get that idea that a shomer sachar is pater on Gnei Vaveda when he has Baila Vimo? So says the Gemara, gamri chiyuva de shomer sachar, mi chiyuva de shoel. Well, we actually know that a shomer sachar, the chiyuv of a shomer sachar in Gnei Vaveda, from the chiyuv of a shoel in Onsin, that malahalan, just like by a shoel, Bebailim Pater, just like what a Shoel is Chayev for, when he has the Bailim with him, he would be Pater. Afkan, so too, what a Shomer Sachar is Chayev for, Bebailim Pater. If he has the Bailim with him, he's Pater. Meaning as follows: a Shoel, what is the thing that distinguishes a Shoel from everybody else? That a Shoel is Chayev for, but nobody else would be Chayev for. That only a Shoel is Chayev for. What's that? What would that be? Ones. A shoel is chayiv for ones. No one else is chayiv for an ones. So the big chiyuv for a shoel is ones. And guess what? If you have by levimo, the shoel is pater. So too, when it comes to a shomer sachar, what distinguishes a shomer sachar from a shomer chinam? What makes a shomer sachar more chayiv? What's a shomer sachar chayiv in that a shomer chinam is pater in? Gneva aveda. So the chiyuv of a shomer sachar should also have the ptur of Baila Vimo. If the thing that makes a shoel, if the thing that a shoel is chayiv in, that no one else is chayiv in, he would still be pater if you have Baila Vimo. So the thing that makes a shomer sachar, if you have Baila Vimo, should also be pater. So says the Gemara, that's how I know that a shomer sachar is pater on Gnei Vaveda if Baila Vimo. Oh, okay, now that I know a shomer sachar is pater when it's by levimo on Gnei Vaveda, I can now say a shoel is also pater on Gnei Vaveda if it's by levimo. So like ping-pongs back and forth a little bit. Now, you know, I mean, not too much. It's just back and forth. It's like me against the Ackerman girl, right? Just once and that's it, done. But it's not like a big, right, big valley. So it starts off with, we're trying to figure out how we know a shoel is chayiv in Gnei Vaveda when you have, is pater from Gnei Vaveda when you have by levimo. So we said, well, we know it from a shomer sachar being pater from Gnei Vaveda when you have by levimo. How do we know a shomer sachar is pater on Gnei Vaveda when you have by levimo? Because a shoel is pater anonsim when you have by levimo. So the shoel teaches to the shomer sachar, which goes back and teaches to another case of shoel. That's what the Gemara is suggesting. Questions? Good. We'll get a chazar if we didn't get it completely right now. Okay, so it says Gemara. B'mai gamar. This is where we actually left off yesterday, I think. So b'mai gamar. What's the limud that we learn is shomer sachar from a chiyuv shoel? Meaning, how can you necessarily say, oh, if a shoel is potter when you have b'ilavimo, then a shomer sachar must also be potter when you have b'ilavimo? But what's the basis for comparison between a shoel and a shomer sachar? Iba mematzinu, if it's going to be a mematzinu, you familiar? I circled that phrase, mematzinu. What's a mematzinu? Mematzinu is the simplest way of making a limud in Shas. We assume that Kala Torah Kula is one big inyan, it's one big topic. And therefore, if the Torah reveals to me a halacha in one place, I'm allowed to apply it elsewhere. I'm allowed to apply it everywhere else. That's a binyan av, mematzinu. It's the most basic way of limud that we have in the Torah. That when the Torah reveals a halacha in one place, we assume that that's not an exclusive place where that halacha applies, but it's a prototype, that you apply it everywhere. That's the notion of mematzinu. Now, there are exceptions. Not everywhere. There are three sections to Torah. This is just a good yisod to know. But three sections to Torah. It's good to know whatever part of Torah you're learning. There are three sections to Torah. The Chumash itself tells us. There's what's called Bein Dam Ladam, Bein Din Ladin, Bein Nega Lenega. Exactly. Nega Lenega is Tum and Tahara. Tzara'as, Tuma, Tahara. That has its own set of rules. Din ladin, that's dine mominus, monetary law. That has its own set of rules. Dam ladam is like dam nida, iser veheter, kashrus and things like that. That has its own set of rules. So within each of those three categories, you can learn from one thing to the other. You can learn from one halacha to the other. So to learn from shoel to shomer sachar is not such a stretch. They're both in which category? Bein din ladin, dine mominus, exactly. Within dine mominus, you can learn, okay, that would probably be iser v'heter, right? That would probably be different. But within dine mominus, you can learn from one thing to another. You know what the best way to demonstrate the difference between these three areas of halacha and how they follow different rules? What's it? You probably learned this like a million times. Basic rule, you have a safek. What's the halacha? You have a suffix. Do you go l'kula or do you go l'chumra?
Depends whether it's d'oraisa or d'rabbanan.
Oh, so you always learn. It depends if it's d'oraisa or d'rabbanan. Suffix d'oraisa. L'chumra. Right, close. Suffix d'rabbanan. It was 50-50. Suffix d'rabbanan l'kula, right? So that's only true bein dam l'dam. That's only true bein yisur v'hetu. When you have a suffix in dine mamanis, you don't go l'kula, right? Me and Dovi Fluke have an argument about money, right? We only once had an argument about money, and it wasn't about who gets it. It was about who we were trying to give it to each other. But let's say we have an argument about money where we're trying to take from each other. I want the angels, he wants us. So, oh, we go to Beis, and they say, oh, it's a Savi Daraisa, the Chumra. So I say, oh, man, I have to give it. And Dovi's like, oh, man, I have to give it. Right? Because the Chumra for me is a Kula for him. A Kula for him, it doesn't make sense to say the Chumra, right? So by Dini Mamanis, there's no such thing as Savik Daraisa L'Chumra, Savik Darabana L'Kula. By Dini Mamanis, what's the golden rule of Dini Mamanis when you're not sure what to do with money? What is it? What's Bezdin's golden rule that they're going to... It's four words you all know. Hamotzi, Mechaveru Alav Haraya. Whoever's got the money gets to keep it until the other person can prove, right? Sometimes it doesn't always work, but usually that's the rule. And what about Tum and Tahara? You have a suffix about Tum and Tahara. You're not sure what to do. You're not sure if something is Tame or Tahar. So this is not something we practice all the time because we don't really do Tum and Tahara anymore. But the halacha is, oddly, because it doesn't really make sense, it's a Gzeres HaKasuv, Suffik Tumah Bereshus HaRabim is Tahar, Bereshus HaYachid is Tame. Depends where it is. If you're in Rosh Hashanah, we assume Suffolk is Tahar. Rosh Hashanah, Suffolk is Tameh. It's odd. But within any given area of halacha, you can learn from one thing to the other. So Shomer Sachar could be learned from a Shoel, but Mematzinu, that just like a Shoel, who's Chayiv in Onsim, is Pater when the Bail of Imo, so too Shomer Sachar, who's Chayiv in Geneva Aveda, is going to be Pater if it's Bail of Imo. So says Gemara, but Ika Lemifrach Kideparchinan, Shekein Ones. But you can't learn a Mematzinu unless it's an exact parallel. But if there's some some reason why the limud shouldn't apply, then you could blow up the memetzinu. It's not going to work. Because we've already pointed out that when it comes to Geneva Va'aveda by Yeshoel, from Shvuru Mesa by Yeshoelta, we said that it's an owner. We only find that the Torah patters by Levimo when there's an onus. We never find that by Levimo is a patur on anything less than an onus. In the Torah itself, what does the Torah say? If a Shoel has Bai Levimo, he's pater on what? What does the Torah say, the Chumash say? He's pater on Shvura or Mesa. That's an onus if the animal just drops dead. Right? The Torah itself never says that Bai Levimo is going to get you out of anything that's not an onus. It's going to get you out of a Geneva Veda. Ella Omar Kras, so the Gemara says, what you have to say is that the Torah says by Yeshoel, V'chi Yisha'al, Vav Mosif Alinin Rishon, V'il Madalya Mitachto. It's not a Memetzinu. There's an extra letter in the Torah that tells us to link the Parsha of Shoel to the Parsha of Shomer Sachar. And what is that letter? The best linking letter you could possibly ever have.
Vav.
Vav Mosif Alinyan Rishon tells me, or does it say that over here? Yeah, Vav Mosif Alinyan Rishon, you could circle that phrase as well. Vav Mosif Alinyan Rishon, the Vav tells me that we connect two parshios to each other. We connect Shomer Sachar to Shoel, and that's how I know that just like there's a patur of Bai Levimo for a Shoel, there's a patur of Bai Levimo for a Shomer Sachar. Says the Gemara Va'akati. Even so, even though we know the makar of the patur of a shomer sachar when he has Bai Levimo, but still shoel mi shomer sachar lo gamar. We've now explained one end of the ping pong match, right? We said the limud goes from a shoel to a shomer sachar, and then from a shomer sachar back to a shoel, from a shoel b'shvura umesa to a shomer sachar b'gneva v'aveda, and from shomer sachar b'gneva v'aveda back to a shoel. So Shoel Mishomer Sachar Lo Gomar. You still can't learn a Shoel from a Shomer Sachar. Di'ika Lemifrach, because you could ask, Mala Shomer Sachar Shekein Pater B'Shvuru Umesa, Tomer B'Shoel Shechayev B'Shvuru Umesa. Because after all, they have different rules for sure. A Shomer Sachar is Pater when an onus happens. A Shoel is Chayev even on an onus, on Shvuru Umesa. Ella, so if you want to know how we know that if Shoel is Potter, b'Gneva Aveda, when he has Bai Levimo, Gneva Aveda b'Shoel l'chiyuva minalan. How do you even know in the first place that a Shoel is Chayiv in Gneva Aveda under normal circumstances? Again, we're trying to prove that a Shoel is Potter in Gneva Aveda if what? What are we trying to prove with this whole thing? That a Shoel is Potter in Gneva Aveda if he has Bai Levimo. So, says Mar, if you want to know that, you first have to know how you know that a Shoel is ever Chayiv in Gneva Aveda, right? And when it's not by Levimo. Gneva Aveda b'Shoel l'chiyuva minalan. De gamar mi shomer sachar. We learn that with a kal v'chomer from a shomer sachar. So, dayo l'ba min adin lios kanido. We have a rule by kal v'chomers. The rule by a kal v'chomer is that you can't learn out from a kal v'chomer more than what you're learning from. That's also a very important concept. Circle that. Dayo l'ba min adin lios kanido. The classic example of dayo, I mean, it comes up several places in the Chumash itself where we learn dayo, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu says about Miriam, how long was Miriam banished for when she spoke Lashon Hara about Moshe Rabbeinu? 7 days, right? So Hashem makes a kal v'chomer. Yeah, but the kal v'chomer that Hashem makes is a little different. Hashem says, Va'avia yorok yorak b'faneha. If her father would have had some sort of humiliating experience with her, she would be banished for 7 days. So kal v'chomer, when it's Hashem, right, then for sure she should be banished for 7 days. Well, wait a second. Okay, my father maybe is, I have a lot of respect for him, and he's really wonderful, and he's really great. But Hashem, I mean, like, you know, on the scales, right, Hashem is way, way bigger than anybody's father, right? So you would think that if a dispute with her father would have landed her 7 days in purgatory, then a dispute with Hashem should have landed her how much? I don't know. Right, a lifetime. At least 14 days, right? At least twice as much. But we don't do that. We say, no, she also gets 7 days. That's the rule of Dayo. You're going to learn the Kal V'Chomer from there. You can only take as far as it goes. So if I'm going to learn that a shovel is chayiv in Gnev Vaveda from a Shomer Sachar, I can't be more machmir in the case of the Shoel than in the case of the Shomer Sachar. Magnei v'aved the Shomer Sachar. Bibailim pater, just like Gnei v'aved the Shomer Sachar is only chayiv when there's no bailim, but if the bailavimo is going to be pater, after Gnei v'aved the Shoel nami, bibailim pater. Gnei v'aved the Shoel also is going to be pater bibailim. So says Gemara, Hanich Lamante Islay Dayo. That works very well if you hold that there's such a thing called Dayo, this whole rule called Dayo. What's the rule called Dayo again? What does it mean?
You can't end up with more.
Exactly. That which you're learning to cannot end up with more than what you're learning from. But if you hold that there's no such rule called Dayo, then what are you going to say? Then how do you know? We're still stuck with the question, how do I know that a Shoel who's Chayiv and Gnev Aveda is going to be Potter when it's Bailavimo? Ela Amarkra V'chi Yishal Vav Mosif Alinin Rishon V'yelamid Elyon Mitachton V'tachton Me'elyon. It's the Vav that connects Shoel and Shomer Sachar. Wait, we said before you can only learn Shomer Sachar from Shoel with that Vav. So we're saying, no. When you have a Vav that connects two parshios, this opinion would say it can go in both directions. Vav connecting two parshios tells you can learn the halachas from A to B and back from B to A. So we're able to learn from a Shomer Sachar. So all of this just to justify the main point over here. How do we know that a Shoel is putter on Gneva Vaveda when Bailav Imo? Again, how do I know that a Shoel is putter on Gneva Vaveda when he has Bailav Imo? And ultimately, how do I know it? I learn it from? That's all ways of explaining how I'm able to learn it from Shomer Sachar. Right? I learn it from the fact that a Shomer Sachar is putter when it's Bailav Imo on Gneva Vaveda. That is main point number one. Or three, or whatever, right? Okay. It is a point. Okay. Now, let's get a little bit further. We at least have to finish the Amma today. These are much harder Gemaras than I'm used to doing in DRS Bekis. The DRS Bekis, sure, I'm normally like, it's all I got into Gemaras, and it's like, you know, it just flows. Okay, but we'll adjust. So, a Shoel who has Bailavimo at the time of the Shmira is Pater from Ones. So, we discussed having Bailavimo Kineva Vaveda, right? So, says Gemara Itmar. Does Bailavima work even if you are negligent? Itmar, Pshia Bailin. What if you're totally negligent and the thing you borrowed breaks? But you have Bailavima. Are you putter then also? So Pligibi Ravacha Ravina. Chadam Rchayev, Chadam Rpater. It's Machlokas, Ravacha Ravina. One of them says Chayev, one of them says Pater. Mandi Amr Chayev, the one that says that you're Chayev Kasavar, Mikra Nidrash Lefanov, Velo Lefneifanov. That you can only, any given pasuk can only be connected to the previous pasuk, but not to the one that's before the previous pasuk, not to the parsha that's before the previous parsha. Hilkach im Baal of Imo, Asher Merchinam Loksiv. Im Baal of Imo, the Petur of Baal of Imo, doesn't go all the way back on Asher Merchinam. We just show that we link which two parshios? Shomer Sachar and Shoel. Does the link go as far back as Shomer Chinam? Who's the only guy? Well, what's the only thing that a Shomer Chinam is chayev on? The only thing a Shomer Chinam is chayev on? Pshia. Exactly. Pshia is the only thing a Shomer Chinam is chayev on. So should we say that just like Bailavima works for the thing that makes a Shoel special, Onsim, and it works on Shomer Sachar for the thing that makes a Shomer Sachar special, which is Gneva Veda, it should also work for that which makes a Shomer Chinam special, which is Pshia. Or do we say, no, you don't go that far back? That's what they're arguing about. Do you say Mikra Nidrash Lefanav that we connect Shoel to Shomer Sachar, but not all the way back to Shomer Chinam? Hilkach in Bailavima, Shomer Chinam, Lo Ksiv. So in Bailavima doesn't go on a Shomer Chinam. Says the Gemara, Upshia Nami, Vishomer Sachar, Vishoel, Lo Ksiv. The Pshia that you're chayiv by Shomer Sachar and a Shoel, it doesn't say it. It doesn't say that you're chayiv beferish anywhere in the parsha Shomer Sachar or Shoel, that you're chayiv if you're poshaya. Hilkach b'Shomer Sachar b'Shoel, let's say Shomer Sachar or Shoel is negligent, l'chiyuv asya b'kal v'chomer mishomer chinam. You know how I know that a Shomer Sachar or a Shoel who's negligent is chayiv? A kal v'chomer from a Shomer Chinam. If a Shomer Chinam who's pata from everything is chayiv in Pshia, So a Shomer Sachar and a Shoel who have higher levels of Shmira that they're required to do are for sure going to be Chayvim Shia. Aval Bebailim Liptur Af B'Shomer Sachar V'Shoel Lo. But we to tell me that you're putter when you have Baila Vimo in a case of Pshia, that's not going to work even by a Shomer Sachar and a Shoel. Umay Taima, why not? Ki Ksiv in Baila Vimo Lo Yishalem a Shoel V'Shomer Sachar. When it says by Levimo in the Torah, it only says it by Shoel and by Shomer Sachar. And since the Torah never says explicitly that a Shoel and a Shomer Sachar is Chayiv in Pshia, the Ptur of by Levimo can only go on what it actually says about a Shoel and a Shomer Sachar. And it never actually says that a Shoel and a Shomer Sachar are Chayiv in Pshia. We know it, it's true. How do we know it? How do we know that a Shoel and Shomer Sachar are Chayiv in Pshia? It does not say it in the pasuk. How do we? Kal v'chomer from Shomer Chinam, right? We know it from a Kal v'chomer, so we know that it's true, but it doesn't say it in the Torah. And if it doesn't say it in the Torah, then the Ptur of Baal Avimo can't apply to it. The Ptur of Baal Avimo only applies to what it says in the Torah. It's very interesting. Why is a Poshea Chayiv in general? This is a bigger topic, and maybe just to quickly mention. You know, there's a big discussion. What? So there's a big discussion. Is it a lack of Shmira? You know, Shomer Sachar, why is he chayv in Gnev Aveda? He should have watched it better. Right? Shoel, why is he chayv in Onsim? He should have watched it with his life. I mean, he's a Shoel. He should have really protected it. Is Shomer Chinam chayv in Pshia because his level of Shmira that's required is at least, you know, that, at least that not to be negligent? Or maybe, no, maybe Pshia is totally different. Maybe Pshia is not just a lack of Shmira. Pshia is like an active negligence. It is like, you know, it's like doing an act of mazik. It's like taking a baseball bat and smashing it, right? That you're for sure chayiv in, right? There's no hava mina that you'd be potter in that. So even the idea that the Gemara is willing to entertain that maybe Baal Avimo works for Pshia is wild. Because it could be, you know, can you imagine you borrow someone's... I don't know, you borrow someone's computer, let's say, someone's laptop, right? By Levima, though, okay? You got to show me how to use it, whatever. And you're like, oh, how do you turn this thing on? He's like, oh, it's actually cool. You have to recognize your eyes. As he's talking, all of a sudden you come swinging with a baseball bat, smash it from right behind him. And he's like, whoa, what are you doing? Now it's never going to recognize my eye, right? So you can say, oh, I'm Pater, because it was by Levima. You know, you're with me, I'm Pater. Of course not. You know, if you went and you damaged it, of course you're not potter. It's ridiculous. So if Pshia is really mazik v'yadayim, it's considered like being mazik, there's no way you'd be potter in Baal Avimo. The very fact that it's entertaining Baal Avimo by Pshia is a great, great chiddush. So, okay, back in the Gemara here. Mandi Amar potter, the one that holds that you're potter when you're Poshea and Baal Avimo, Kasavar Mikra Nidrash Lefanav Ulefnefanav, holds that the when the pasuk talks about by Levimo, it not only goes back on Shoel and Shomer Sachar, but even on the previous parsha of Shomer Chinam. V'chiksiv im by Levimo, Ashomer Chinam namiksiv. So the pasuk of by Levimo doesn't only go from the parsha of Shoel back to the parsha of Shomer Sachar; it even goes way back to the parsha of Shomer Chinam. Fine. So says Gemara, we'll bring a raya now. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Hashoel es hapara. This should sound familiar to you. You borrow a cow. Vishoel ba'aleha ima. What did the Mishnah say? Along with the cow, you borrowed the owner. Hashoel es hapara. You borrow a cow, v'sachar ba'aleha ima. You hire the owner along with it. Shoel ba'aleha oscharan, v'achar kach shoel hapara. Or you borrow or rent the owner, and then borrow or rent the cow. Then you borrow the cow. Umesa, and the cow dies, pater, your pater. That pater is called Balav Ima. V'ilu shomer chinam lo katani. But notice what it didn't say in our Mishnah. It never said this about a shomer chinam. So it must be that there's no pater of Balav Ima by a shomer chinam. Because the whole case that the Mishnah gave of Balav Ima was about borrowing the cow. It never mentioned shomer chinaming the cow. Right? It never mentioned watching the cow for free. Only borrowing.
So does the Mishnah hold like that?
So it's us. So the Mishnah is a proof that there's no Ptur of Baal Avimo on the Shomer Chinam. Says Gemara, it's a terrible, terrible proof.
How can you be Shomer Chinam on the owner?
No, you're Shomer Chinam on the cow.
Yeah.
And you hire the owner along with it. But it never mentions anything other than borrowing the cow. So it must be that there's no Ptur of Balavimo and a Shomer Chinam. It says Mar L'taymeich. Guess what else it doesn't mention? Shomer Sachar Mikatani. It never mentioned being a Shomer Sachar on the cow either. Right? Ella Tana Milsa Tiksiva Behedya Katani. Dasi Midrash Alo Katani. You know why it only talks about Balavimo by a Shoel? Because that's what where the Torah says Balavimo. So we're only going to talk about Balavimo where the Torah talks about Balavimo, but Eino Chinami, Balavimo might apply even, definitely applies also to a Shomer Sachar, and who knows, maybe it even applies to a Shomer Chinam. So that's not a good Raya. So the Gemara says, okay, we'll try another Raya. One more Raya. And with that we'll close. So one more Raya. Tashima. We have a Braisa. Sha'ala v'sha'al ba'ala ima. You borrow a cow and you borrow the owner of the cow with it. Schara v'sachar ba'ala ima. You rent a cow and you rent its owner with it. Sha'ala v'sachar ba'ala ima. You borrow the cow and you rent its owner with it. Sechara v'sha'al ba'ala ima. You rent the cow and you borrow its owner with it. What are we trying to say over here? All of these are just examples of? What? Balavimo, right?
Why do they repeat it?
It's not repeating. One is you're borrowing the cow, borrowing the owner. Renting the cow, renting the owner. Borrowing the cow, renting the owner. And renting the cow, borrowing the owner. So all possibilities, but they're all about renting and borrowing. Even if the Bailam is not actually working with the cow at the moment that the cow dies. Vamesa, and the cow dies, Potter, your Potter. Savrua, we're assuming Hamani Rabbi Yehuda hi Damar Socher Kishomer Sachar Dami. We're assuming that a Socher is the same as a Shomer Sachar. Ooh, now we have a good Raya. It's trying to give us every case where you're potter with Bailavimo. And what does it give me? It gives me cases of borrowing and cases of renting. But renting is the equivalent of Shomer Sachar. So it's as if it says, yeah, by borrowing you have a Ptur of Bailavimo, by Shomer Sachar you have a Ptur of Bailavimo. What doesn't it mention? Shomer Chinam. Doesn't mention Shomer Chinam. So it must be a proof that there's no Ptur of Bailavimo by Shomer Chinam. Says Mar, not a good proof. Because there's actually a machlokas, whether renting is the equivalent of Shomer Sachar, or whether renting is the equivalent of Shomer Chinam. So it could be that it does mention Shomer Chinam, because it talks about renting. So Hamani Rabbi Meir, maybe this price goes like Rabbi Meir, da Amar Socher ke Shomer Chinam Dami, who says that a Socher is like a Shomer Chinam, v'tana Shomer Chinam, v'huadin the Shomer Sachar. So it tells you a case that a Shomer Chinam is potter with Baal Avimo, and you'll figure out on your own that if a Shoel is potter with Baal Avimo, and a Shomer Chinam is potter with Baal Avimo, then the Shomer Sachar obviously is going to be potter with Baal Avimo. Iba Yisema, or you could say, Kidemachlif Rabba Baravua Vitani Socher Ketzad Mishalim, that you could change around the shitos of Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Meir, and the Brisa says, what are the chiyuvim shomrim of a socher? Rabbi Meir Omer Kishomer Sachar, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kishomer Chinam. I mean, you could even keep it as being Rabbi Yehuda and just have Rabbi Yehuda be the guy who says that it's like a Shomer Chinam. But bottom line, end of the day, this Brisa is just changing the opinions. But I mean, sometimes we do. It means that there was an alternate tradition. They didn't just make it up out of thin air. It means that they had some alternate tradition where that was the opinions. But bottom line is that if you hold that a socher is a din of a shomer sachar, then this brisa is a good proof that there's no din of Bailavimo by a shomer chinam. But if you hold that a socher is the same as a shomer chinam, then this brisa is proof. So main point number, I guess this will be number one over here, right? Main point number one, we have a machlokas, whether there's a ptur of Bailavimo by a... By what? By a... Shomer Chinam. By a Shomer Chinam. There's a machlokas, whether there's a ptur of Bailavimo by a Shomer Chinam who is Poshaya. Right? Shomer Chinam is Poshaya, is normally Chayiv. Do you have a ptur of Bailavimo by a Shomer Chinam who is Poshaya? Machlokas. And we tried two proofs that there is no Ptur, but both of those proofs failed, right? We had answers to both of those proofs. We tried two proofs that the Shomer Chinam is going to be Chayiv in Pshia, even when it's Bailavimo. There's no Ptur of Bailavimo, but both of those proofs failed. So we're going to stop there, and next time, Be'ezras Hashem, will try Daf Tzadi Heim Beis. Let's try to use these last, how much time do we have? 6 minutes to do some Chazara.